looking somewhere. I'm looking there. You're looking there.
Big and large is the coolest screen.
You'll see. He's gonna, Ron Beggar's going to come at 9:30. You're going to see.
Oh, right.
You can make it larger.
Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam Hilchos Isurei Bia Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches, Chapter 6, Law 18. We're continuing on the last subject. If a woman saw blood on the 11th day of the days of Ziva, and then she went to the mikveh at night on the 12th day, and then she had intimacy, even though she wasn't supposed to do that, she was supposed to go to the mikveh the next day, she still does not get kares because she can no longer expand on her being a zava because she's now in the 7 days of nida since the 11 days of zava had finished. So now he continues with that same concept in halacha yudches. Tavla biyom shnei masor acher shetene tzachama. If she went to the mikvah instead of on the night of the 12th, she went to the mikvah on the day of the 12th. After sunrise, she had seen once on the last day on the 11th, and now she went to the mikvah on the 12th, which is now the first day of the new 7 days. Harezo asur labala, she's not permitted to her husband, adla erev, until the evening. Kedin kol zava ketana, like every regular law of a zava ketana who sees only one day. However, vim avar uba ala, what if she transgressed and was intimate during the daytime? Shneem ptur miklum, both of them are free from any punishment. Because there's no problem, even though normally they wouldn't do this, but she's now entering the Nida days now. So the Tahara she already really had from the old Zava, because that was the last day of the 11th day. Even if she'll see blood after being in with a husband, which normally is a problem in the middle of the 11 days, because then it will make her a Zava again for a second day. But now you're in the Nida days, so even though she sees it again, b'yom shneimus, or the 12th day, emakachlum, that's not a problem, because she's not a zava ketana anymore, because now this would be considered what kind of blood? Yeah. Blood of nida.
So why isn't that a problem?
Because it's after they were intimate.
Oh, okay.
Remember, she saw blood on the 11th. She went to the mikvah for the next day. So if it was in the middle of the 11th day cycle, we'd say she's a shomeres yom keneged yom. She's watching that one day for the next, for that other day. And if she see blood, then retroactively it makes her the second day of a zava. But now that she's in the 7 days of nida, so if she sees a new sighting on this 12th day, that isn't concerned that it's nida time and doesn't go back to the zava time. So that's why it's not a problem. Shazad dam nida hu, because this is dam nida. Veinam eat star of lem shalvanas, connected the day beforehand.
Does it matter if only I got 19% battery left? Is that going to be enough?
Well, it's enough now. It goes down till zero. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Your test. My son was playing with it the whole way back from Hamilton. Your test. Ras adam besov shvil nidasa bein ashmasos. Verasa bachi ubasiri. Here's an interesting case. Let's say she's in the end of the 7th day of the 7-day Nida cycle. What happens? She sees right at the end of the 7th day, Beina Shmashas, that's going now into the 8th day, which is now the first day of the new Zava cycle. Remember, cycles of 7 and 11. So when she sees at Beina Shmashas, at the last moment of Nida, it's a Shaila if she saw it on the last day of the Nida or the first day of Zava. And then what's the next? So that means it would be like day 8. You have 1 through 7 is Nida, 8 through 18 is Zava. So she sees at the end of 7, but we're not sure if it's 7 or 8. So it could be on the one end she saw the first day of Nida. Or it could be no, she's seeing the first day of Zava on that 8th day.
Last day of Nida or first day of Zava,
correct. But she also had two more sightings. For us, but she saw the 9th day for sure. Ubasir on the 10th day. So now the question is, did she see on the last day of Nida nothing on the first day of Zava, and then the next 2 days of Zava, which renders her only a Zava Kitana? Or did she see herself 8, 9, 10, which makes her a Zava Gedola? That's the Shiloh. Harezu Safek Zava. It's a Safek if she's a Zava Gedola. And if she, in and now she would be required to count 7 clean days and bring a korban. So what do we do? Well, it's a suffix of it. What's the suffix? Shema re'iya rishona b'lel shmini haisa. Maybe the first thing time she saw was on the night of the 8th. She saw 3 days at the beginning of the 11-day cycle for Ziva. So that's one suffix. He will say at the end of the parak, what do you do under that suffix situation? That Raman will articulate. And I was going to do the suffix the other way around. Now let's go to the end of the 11th day of the Zava cycle. She saw on the 9th day and on the 10th day. She sees now at the twilight, at the end of the 11th day, which could maybe have been really the 12th day, which is the first day of the Nida cycle. So it could have been 2 days with a break and 1 day in the Nida, or 3 straight days, the last 3 straight days. Again, Harezu Sveik Zava, it's a suffix. If she's a Zava Gedol. Shema Re'iach Rona V'yom Achadasar Oisa. Maybe the last sighting was indeed on the 11th. V'harei Rasa Shoshiyam Zerach HaZev Meizivos. She could have seen, and was therefore 3 days in a row in the Zava cycle. Or not. It could have been 2 days with a break, and then 1 day in the Nida. So again, that's 2 scenarios of a Safek Zava Gedoyla scenario. And we'll see again in the last Halacha, Chaf Gimel, it'll tell us exactly what you do under that situation. Chaf Nida Shabbatka Asa B'Soch Yemei Nida. So what if a woman now, she's a Nida, she checked herself at the end of that, she was clearly a Nida, sometimes there was some sighting. Well, we'll see in a minute, those 7 days she is considered Tamei, as you'll see in a minute, but she checked herself at the end of the 7 days. Umatza Shapasa Kadam, she saw, she didn't, she stopped seeing blood. Okay? As a matter of fact, it says in the middle. It doesn't say the end. It says, Pesach, anytime in the middle. Anytime in the middle of these 7 days. Let's say she checked herself on the 2nd day. And the 2nd day, she sees that there was no blood. Now, we'll see in a minute that you can't go any earlier than the 2nd day. Because you can't say, the things like this, this cycle of 7 and 11, the assumption this is a woman with a regular cycle, we assume she would see on that 1st day. Now, even if she doesn't see on the 1st day, we assume she's Tmeya. Because she probably, there was something there even though she didn't realize it. So therefore, there's no such thing as saying there was nothing on that 1st day. Even if she sees nothing, she's considered Tmeya for that 1st day. So therefore, the Ram can only say that she stopped seeing on the 2nd day. So, but the point is, very early in the cycle, in that 7 day cycle, she checked herself, didn't see, she didn't check herself anymore. Velo vishagaga, in either unintentionally, ohezido, or intentionally, what happened? Velo batka adlach and nidasa. She didn't check herself until way after the 7 days of Nida ended, and she's checking herself into the 11 day period of the Zava status. And when she checked herself sometime in that 11th day area, Matzatumah, she found herself Tmeya. So now, what are we going to be assuming? When was the time we're going to consider Tmeya? So, Ein Omrim, we don't say, Shema Kolosim Ayamim Ha'isa Tmeya V'tiyasava. We don't say that, well, she saw, let's say, the 4th day in the 11th day cycle. We don't say, well, maybe she saw all 3-4 days and she does Zava Gadol. We don't say that. All those she didn't check, becheskes tahara. We assume she's tahara. She didn't say anything because when she checked herself the last time, which in the 2nd day of the 7 day Nida cycle, she was clean. So we assume there was no more sightings at all. And therefore, what does she need? So she would only need to go to the mikvah for that day of being the Nida and to be Tahara. And then she'll have to deal with what she saw as a Zava as well. So therefore, we only assume that. We only assume that on the very last day she saw. But what if now, Bodka Atzma, what if she checked her, 1 second. Once, only in Shemokah, Matsa Tuma, right? Okay. Now, Bodka Atzma, what if she checked herself earlier in that Nida's time, Umatza Tumaya. She found she was Tumaya. Let's say the 2nd day of Nida, she said she was Tumaya. Not like the first case where she was Tara. Vafilu Bat Bishulinsa. Let's assume she checked herself on the 7th day of Nida. Right? Ubein Hashmashas Lo Bat Ka'atzma. And now, Bein Hashmashas, she didn't check herself. Kidei Lifar Shadunas Nida, in order to get herself out of the Tumas Nida. She didn't check herself. Elimitina Yavim, she waited many days. Rachel Batka, then she checked. Umatza Tahira. Now she finds herself Tahira. So it means the last checking, she saw. Now the next checking, she doesn't see. So what do we say? She's a suffix zava, because since we never took her out of not seeing from that seventh, let's go with the last sure thing was. So here the last sure thing was, there was blood. So let's say it was 4 days later, she checked and says nothing. We assumed there's blood the whole time. We always go with what the last checking was. Now we can't say for sure she was, so now it's a suffix if she's a zava gedola, maybe she saw all those 3 days of ziva. Now, what if the matzah tuma? She checked herself once in the 7 day period. A number of days goes by, and now she checks herself. Let's say on the 4th day of the ziva period, and she finds she was blood, has blood. And then harezos over us. We say for sure she's a zava, because we saw last time blood and this time blood. Then, well, for sure, we assume there's been blood all along and that it didn't stop, and therefore she treated like a vadai, a certain zava gedola. Why? Shekevin shebetchila matzah tuma. Since the beginning we found tuma over there, ulav sof tuma, the end tuma, hareza becheskesh lo pasuk. We assume that she did not stop. Okay. V'yom, now, here's the point. V'yom rishon shel nida. But what about the first day of the scheduled menstrual period of the 7 days? Afal pisha matzah batar. Even though she checks herself and finds herself tahira, hareza kemisha matzah tuma. It's like you found tuma. Shom rushan kula huchso kamayim pesuch. We assume that the well is open and there was some blood and she made it, didn't find it. Now this is all in the olden days. Now it's all different now. But the assumption is with this 7-11 cycle, we always assume the first day she's seen. And that's it. And she's always, it has that, you know, carries that tuma till the end of the 7 days. So fine. Chafav. Zav Shabbat Gatzma Barisha Mimeasvira. Now let's say she's counting the 7 clean days now to get out of being a Zava Gedola. So she checked herself on the 1st day of the countings, Umatzatar. She found herself okay. Lomatz Batka at Yom Shvi. She didn't check herself again till the 7th day. She only did 2 checkings. 1st day, 7th day. And she found herself matzatar. So each time was good. So what do we say? Harezu becheskes tahara. We assume the whole 7 days she was tahara. Kila barka kol shiva. As if she checked herself all 7 days. Umatzatar. She was tahara the whole time. And she gets out of the zava problem. What's the problem? We're talking about a zava when she's a zava.
Is that why? Because yeah. I thought we just presumed.
Because zava needs 7 clean days. Nida does not, according to the Rambam.
So we presume that they were all clean?
Yeah, if you check the first, that's the same thing with Hilchos Nida today. If a woman checked herself on the 1st day and the 7th day, it's okay.
Yeah.
So this is for the zava gedola problem, so we assume it's okay. Chavke, base. V'cheinim, but could be yom rishon me'asvira, matzah tor, ubi yom hashmini. What if she checked on the 1st and the 8th day? She didn't check on the 7th. Okay. Umatza tar, she found herself tar. Still, harezu b'cheska, we still assume she was tahara. That's a stretch now, because it's going to even be on the 7th. But kaviyam shlishi lizivasa umatza shapasa gadam v'lo but kaviyam rishomi me'asvira. What if she didn't count herself on the 1st day, but she counted herself on the 3rd day of the clean days, and that was okay. And then ubashvi, but then she checked herself on the 7th. She checked on the 3rd and the 7th only. Umatzatar, you found Torah both times. Harezu b'cheskas tahara, even that is considered tahara. How do you like that? That's the even a bigger chiddush, because you haven't even started the 1st 2 days for that. V'adin lazav, and the same thing for a zav, for a male, who has to go through the same process. B'chol el b'dika shu tahara v'oli meisvira, it works the same way. Final halacha chav gimel. Let's go back now where we had a few scenarios where she's a safek Nida, Safek Zava. We didn't know if it was 3 in a row in the Zava period, or 2 in the Zava period, and 1 in the Nida period with a daybreak in between. When we have that scenario, what do we do? Kalisha, she's fake Nida, fake Zava. We don't know what to do. So we're going to be Machmer where we can be Machmer, and where we can't do it, we can't. So Tzricha Leishev Shivas Yamnikim, she has to keep 7 clean days. Remember, according biblically, the Rambam, Nida doesn't sit 7 clean days. It's just that 7 days has to pass and finished. You go to the mikveh and done. Only by Zava, Gedoli, you need 7 clean days. So she has to sit 7 clean days. Misafik, out of a doubt that maybe she's a Zava Gedola. And then, of course, the Tovelas Balel Shmini. And she has to go to the mikveh on the 8th night, like a Nida, who doesn't go in the day, because a Zava Gedola would go on the 7th day. Right? So we're going to be strict. She can't go on the seventh day. We have to assume maybe she's Anita. And now she goes at the nighttime. Then she's burnt her husband. And what about that korban? You bring the korban, but since it's a suffolk and we're not sure if she was to bring the korban, but you can't eat it. Because it could be it was not a korban that was necessary, therefore it wouldn't be this kind of korban. It would be a different type of korban that you're not allowed to eat. As is explained in the halachas of Mechusufore Kapora over there. Okay, I guess we'll stop over here. Give you guys enough time to go over there. Yeah? I mean,
yeah.
Or tomorrow. Yeah.
So we start. I know you mean.